Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trent Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We apologize for going on late. Plowsy was eating hash browns and having a Starbucks coffee.
No, I disagree. I think there was a conversation with you, Doug, and just kind of talking it out. I had to wait for you guys, so you can place blame on me, but I think it was a little bit of Frank on that.
Actually, Coach Grauer was helping Doug Vaughn with his retirement. He's going to announce it a little bit later on today. Coach Grauer is with us, and Charles Tuna Edwards, who retired years ago. Coach, how are you today?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
Good. Chuck, what's going on?
Everything is beautiful. It's wonderful. I'm in my best behavior out of respect for this coach right here. I mean that.
Our listening audience will notice a definite difference in your behavior with the coach here.
No, I'm not going to change.
All right, we got a lot to discuss. First of all, the Pujols moment tonight. I don't know how long it's going to last. I think David Fries probably holds the record for longest ovation by a visiting player. But this thing is going to break that record, and it should. This is 11 years of sheer greatness.
Right, and you know, not only are the baseball fans very appreciative of someone's effort on the field, but Pujols was such a great giant in the community.
You're right.
I mean, and people will value that, and he will set the record for the longest ovation, no doubt.
He's still a great giant, one of the greatest players ever in baseball history, let alone St. Louis. And to the people that are thinking about booing, don't do it. I mean, there's not one person in America that was offered a different salary that may not take it. That's what part of it boils down to.
$220 million.
That's the American way, man. Nothing wrong with it. People are saying, well, he didn't win. He didn't win the World Series. But it's about business, and it's about his family. I commend a guy like that that stands up for his beliefs, Coach.
I think probably, you know, he'll play tonight. I would think he probably would sit out Saturday.
Well, you know, they've rested him a lot on this trip. I think there's a you may be right. I would bet the ranch he plays at least two, and I would not be surprised if he played all three.
Well, he'll play Sunday because it's a night game. It's a national TV game, and so I would think Friday, Sunday for sure. Hopefully he'll play Saturday too. But
1:15, you're right, coming off a night game. Yeah, on Saturday, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy when you think about these numbers that, you know, the 3,000 hits, the 2,000 RBIs, and the 650 or so home runs.
Yeah. I wish his batting average would be about 300 or 280. That's not that right now. But still, he's a threat at the plate. He scares me when he gets in the batter's box. He's big and strong. And, you know, when he makes contact, it's the ball has really hit hard.
The one game, if you ever remember one game about Pujols, is the game in Houston that night where he hit the ball, and you could hear the ball, the crack of the ball on the TV screen. Now, he has a performance clause at the end of his contract, correct?
Yeah, he could get a 10-year deal to be a part of the organization.
So he can't come and do anything with St. Louis then. That's out the door.
Yeah, although there's been, like, discussions that he could – retire and get a final at bat in a Cardinal uniform, but that would take a lot of wheeling and dealing to make that happen.
When he goes into the Hall of Fame, what cap do you think he'll wear? Yeah,
well, I bet he couldn't say no to the Angels, and he couldn't say no to the Cardinals. Are there dual hats? Plowsy, check that to see if anybody's ever gone using both. Coach, I did his slash line with the Angels: .235 batting average, .310 on base, .447 slugging.
Yeah, see, that's not the man
we knew here.
Yeah, that's what's sad.
Yeah, no. As opposed to St. Louis, .328, .420 on base, and a slugging percentage of .617. Yeah.
Now, is that true that Whitey is, I mean, Tony's Walt Jocka D'Antoni are coming tonight.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if some like former Cardinals too, like an Andy Bennis or guys who were his teammates just show up. I mean, this is, you know, look, last Saturday, nothing's ever going to touch that parade. But this is going to be one of the most memorable moments in St. Louis sports.
We've had them in the past 2 weeks, haven't we?
Yeah,
we sure have. And I would think tickets will be just hard to come by, you know, for this game.
Oh, yeah, and they've jacked up those prices. It's so strange, isn't it, now? I mean, when we're all growing up, a Tuesday night game with the Pirates is going to cost as much as a Saturday night game with the Reds. But now, if you have Albert Pujols coming in Friday, it's a whole lot different than what you just paid for watching the Marlins play the Cardinals.
Yeah. Your friend, Mr. Nightingale, has a big piece in the USA Today about him coming home tonight. So very, very good piece. You may need to pull it up and read that.
And Albert opens up with Bob, I guess like with the commission, about as much as anybody. So
we remember the Bobby Bonilla deal at spring training. That's how this all started.
Yeah, that's the name out of the past.
Bobby's still being paid, right?
Yeah, I think he probably is. And that final at bat in spring, where there's a little bit of a question. Almost everybody knew he was going to make it. But it was storming, raining. He hits the ball to the Montreal Expo offices. And then at that moment, McGuire grabbed La Russa by the arm and said, "You better keep this kid." And then La Russa's walking to the car. It's raining, and his dad told him, "You better keep this kid." I mean, the decision was probably made. But
so they don't plan anything on the field, do they? Before the game or anything, with La Russa being there and
I don't
Jocka
think so.
They'll just...
How can you, though?
You got to start the game at 7:15 no matter what, so... I don't know. Yachty, you know, is going to stand out in front of that home plate for a while and just let this thing go.
Yeah.
So what do you, if you had to guess, would you guess... You know, a minute is a long time. Somebody suggested 5 minutes in honor of his... number, but
that's a real long time.
Yeah, that's
five
crazy.
Minutes.
I think it'll be every time he comes up to bat.
Yeah,
he'll get an ovation every time.
Yeah, the first one's going to be the one.
Yeah, and anyone that boos, you better watch out to the guy.
They'll drown him out, Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
may punch him out.
Yeah.
He'll be booed. So,
all right, let's get to a little bit of this Cardinal team, which is very perplexing. Another rough night at the office last night, and the game ends with Jack Flaherty being picked off of second base as the tying run in the 11th.
It's kind of a fitting image for the way the past couple of weeks have gone, particularly against the Marlins. When you started this seven-game series with the Marlins, you figured, hey, 5-2, 6-1, you don't think 4-3. You know, that's the sad part about it. I mean, Miami's not a very good baseball team. And the Cardinals just found a different way to lose.
Probably the dullest team in baseball, unexciting, unexpiring, unexpired. It all falls to the top. Dexter Fowler, we can protect him and say all you want to say, this is it. This is what you're going to get out of the guy. I'll feel, and I heard Andy Van Slyke yesterday, Jose Martinez should be in the lineup every day. Forget about his defensive. The man can hit. Let him play. We need some excitement on this team. It's just dull, man.
Yeah, you know, we've been saying this for about 6 weeks. Don't you think that every night that Mike Schilt should put Jose Martinez's name in there, and then depending on the pitcher, if it's a left-handed pitcher, you start Bader. If it's a right-handed pitcher, you start Fowler in center?
I don't know if I'd agree with that. I think if you talk about excitement, Bader generates excitement. Now, again, he's going to strike out a lot, but when he gets on the bases, he's kind of wild and reckless, which basically this team probably needs a little bit of that. I like playing Bader. I like playing Martinez. And
oh, so you wouldn't play Fowler at all?
I think they will play him, just like, you know, I mean, we can make a case. Why are you playing Carpenter? I mean, when your leadoff man is hitting – well, 200, 220, and you've got Goldsmith hit. I mean, if Carpenter and Goldsmith don't hit, this team is not going to even come close to winning. I mean, they got to hit. Now, Goldsmith looks like he might be coming out of it, but Carpenter certainly doesn't. And
brutal night last night.
Well, you know, again, the guy's striking out. The guy's missing pitches by a foot. He takes a lot of pitches. I think that's his biggest fault.
You don't have
him.
Options right now because Jerko is hurt and Gyro is not. He had to leave. But I tell you what, when Munoz gets back, you play him a little bit third if he starts to get going. I have no problem with that at all.
Can the young kid, Edmund, play third?
I'm not sure.
I know this. If you look at his stats, The kid's had a pretty good minor league.
Yeah, really good.
And he had a good spring training, and he looks like a player, and he's got some speed and can generate some excitement. Maybe you give him a shot. You know, I'd even go so far as to say, if you look at which Cardinals have any value for trade bait. I mean, when you think about their young pitching does, but only Martinez, the outfielder, and maybe Wong has some value. Would you be adverse to getting rid of Wong, packaging him in a deal, and play Edmund at second? I mean, Wong's going to be a 230, 240 hitter. He's not going to hit
much
more.
He is who he is.
He is who he is.
Now, he's got a little pop, and he's an unbelievable defender.
So that's why he's got value.
Yes.
That's why he has some value. And I'm not suggesting that. I don't know who you could get for him, and I'm not. You know, I'm just saying, which Cardinal players could you package in a trade to get something?
Well, the guy with the value is DeJong, and that's the guy you can't
give
up.
You're not going to get rid of him. He's your best player, right, maybe.
Wong and Goldie have the same amount of RBIs. That tells you what's happening.
And that also is attributed to Matt Carpenter not getting on base.
Right. And Bader, and I couldn't remember when Andy Van Slyke said this yesterday. He said when Bader in batting practice is trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark or hitting pop out, I would take him out of the batter's box. Come on, man, that's not your... Hit the ball, make contact, and he's. Although he's maybe our most exciting player, Paul DeJong may become one of the best Cardinals in Cardinal history before this is all said and done. He's unbelievable.
He's our best player.
Yeah,
the most consistent
player. Even Goldschmidt said, he goes, "I'm not even the best Paul on this team." He said that the other day. I'll see if get a thought from me on this. As we said the other day, that DeJong has a chance to become the second best shortstop after Ozzie Smith post World War II.
Who are we missing here?
Well, Edgar Renteria jumps out.
Eckstein.
Templeton. Yep, Peralta.
Better
than all those
better
guys.
Than those
Dick
guys.
Grote was a really good player.
Don't
really
forget Dick Grote.
No. You're going back pretty far.
Yeah.
1964, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he could be. I mean,
he's really good defensively, too.
Yeah, he is. And he's gotten better. He really has gotten better.
He's going to get even better.
Yeah. But, you know, again, Frank, you know, I just did a little bit. I looked in the box scores of all the major league teams, and I had to pick an arbitrary number, and I picked 285 as a benchmark batting average. Cardinals don't have anybody in their starting lineup hitting 285. Most teams don't. Well, Martinez, and when he starts, is. Yeah.
What's the team batting average, around 240,
240
250?
Yeah.
But
you know, my point, when I was growing up, Charlie, when you were growing up, what was a benchmark batting average? 300?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
now
absolutely.
Now I'm to the point where I went and looked at every major league team, and I think Colorado had three guys hitting over 285. Most of the teams have one or two at most. Some of them have none. Some of them, and when Martinez isn't in the lineup, we don't have anybody hitting 285.
Baseball can be, if they don't watch out, all of baseball can become a sinking sport. That's why attendance has been down for the past 2 years. And you mentioned batting average. Batting average, the upper batting average, means excitement. And we don't have it anymore, man. And I hate to say this. I know this is old baseball. The stolen base is all gone out the door. That's exciting. It's just who do you go down to the Cardinal games right now to see? I'm going to buy a ticket. I want to go down there and see this guy play.
Initially, it was Goldschmidt, but because he hasn't been electrifying, you know, he's got 14 home runs, and he's going to end up probably with 30 and 80 before it's all said and done. But
and Dexter Fowler is the kind of player, the kind of signing that can get most general managers fired. They're gonna be looking at that. I'm not trying to say I don't advocate firing anybody in sports. Okay, who are you gonna replace them with? But that's just a sour deal that went bad quick.
You know, I got a call last night, and I got to tell you, I was not watching at this time of the game. But there was a moment where Dexter Fowler did not run out a ball.
Well,
were you watching that?
I didn't see that. Yeah. I didn't notice
You know
that.
What else he does? If you hit a single to the outfield, the guy that hits the single can wind up on second base. And that's just unheard of, man.
Yeah.
He's done that several times this year.
You know, his power – I don't want to trash the guy completely because his power numbers are okay. I mean, he's got, I guess, 8 or 9 home runs. He'd be on pace for like 17 or 18. But – yeah, you know, here's the optimistic thing about the Cardinals. Despite everything we've said, here we are. They're playing this bad, and they're 3 games out of first
place.
Right.
I mean, the Cubs and the Brewers are scuffling. They just are, and they got some problems too. I mean, you know, the Cubs got their Dexter Fowler is Hayward. I mean, he still hits.
Always.
I've never seen a guy hit so many ground balls to the second baseman as Hayward does. It's unbelievable. But Yeah, we're still in this race, and that's what I say. A little tweak here and there, or a Carpenter just playing like Carpenter can play, like offensively.
Is this the best we're going to get out of Carpenter?
Well, I hope not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really like the guy. I just think he takes too many pitches. I think, you know, that's why I don't like him in the leadoff spot. I think if he were in some other spot in the batting order, he would swing at more pitches. And when he swings and makes contact, Frank, the ball jumps.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't hit many ground balls. He hits line drives and deep fly balls. So
he's not aggressive enough at the leadoff
that's right.
spot.
That's right. I think he thinks walking is, you know, taking a base on balls is really what I'm supposed to be doing as a leadoff man.
All right, let's take a short timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little NBA draft, and a Missouri player was not drafted. See if that surprised our panel today. But before we go to break, quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito. John Bomarito took it over for Frank. They've been around for a long time, and they sell more cars in the state of Missouri than any car dealer. Had a friend recently buy a car there, said the experience was outstanding. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.